FM 90.3 WJTL, a Christmas tune from Plus One, A Prayer for Every Year. Mercy Me, best news ever. Before that, Fred and Mindy with you. Good morning, 7:03.
Have you financially supported WJTL this year? Here's your chance to invest in something you believe in. WJTL raises a significant portion of our support during the last month and year, and you are needed. I invite you right now to send your donation to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, PA, 17545, or make a pledge or donation online at WJTL.com, and thank you.
And this morning, our very special guests from Gifts That Give Hope, Jen, Tina, and Tasha are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Jen Nepper is here. She's the coordinator for Gifts That Give Hope. And Jen, it's always great to have you back.
It's great to be here.
How many years have you been doing Gifts That Give Hope now?
This is our 11th year.
Wow. I remember that very first time and you were trying to explain to me what it was because it was a new concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to my youngest son, Levi, who's with my mother-in-law right now. So maybe he's listening.
Go ahead. You were going to say something.
I was going to say my other two are here with me today.
They're hanging out.
Yeah, Luke and Leah.
They could have come in, but it's okay. They're out there.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, tell us what Gifts That Give Hope is all about.
So it's an alternative gift fair. I usually describe Heifer International, which most people are familiar with, how you buy a gift in honor of somebody rather than buying more stuff. So the gift fair is kind of like a live version of that, and you have 30 different nonprofit organizations to choose from when you're purchasing gifts for your loved ones.
And you also have other stuff going on that people can purchase things for Christmas, and there's food and what else?
Yes, great food vendors. And then Tasha's here. She'll tell us about Revolution Jewelry, which so we have a room where there's fair trade and social enterprise organizations. So,
and when is it this year?
It's 2 days away, December 8th. On 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, and Lisa's going to be out there broadcasting
live.
Yep,
9
it's
to
at
12.
The Farm and Home Center again?
Yep.
How cool is that?
Yes.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes,
Jen has brought Tina and Tasha with her, and Tina Campbell is here with us, and she is the co-director of assets. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Anybody want to say hi to?
I'll give a shout out to my coworkers at Assets.
So yes. What is Assets? Tell us about it.
So we are a nonprofit. We're one of the nonprofits at Gifts That Give Hope. But we work with startup and existing businesses to form a more ethical economy. So about half of the merchants and food vendors that will be there are our clients that we have worked with. Yeah.
And you're supporting local business today with your coffee mug.
I am. I have a Buzz coffee mug here. So it's
great. Does it stay hot all day?
It does. It's actually too hot to drink right now. So.
That's when I like it. And Tasha Nankerville is with us today. Good morning to you, Tasha.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to my mom if she's listening.
She better be listening. You're on the radio. So Tasha's with Revolution Jewelry. Tell us about Revolution.
Yeah, so I'm the operations manager for Revolution Lancaster. We're a nonprofit social enterprise in downtown Lancaster. We're actually a client of Assets, who we started with.
Ah.
We provide jewelry workshops once a week every Wednesday to women experiencing homelessness or facing barriers. So we work with our local homeless shelters to refer women to our program. Once they're in our program, we refer to them as makers. We train them how to craft beautiful jewelry that's inherent of the worth women possess. And then we pay them cash per piece of jewelry they make each week so they can walk out with $10 to $40 depending on the week. So it's some good income generation for them, but also a creative reprieve, work with their hands and be in positive community.
And I was going to say, they get to do it together and probably meet some folks that become their friends and encouragers, and that's pretty cool. Well, coming up, Gifts That Give Hope. Tina and Tasha and Jen will all be there. It's going to be Saturday at the Farm and Home Center. We'll tell you more about it. You can visit online, giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster is the website. Coming up, more.